GTA 6, CNN's identity crisis, and the industrial AI stress test. Grand Theft Auto 6 generated approximately $3 billion in pre-order revenue in the 48 hours after pre-orders opened on June 25th, with 39 million units reportedly reserved. For context, GTA 5, one of the best-selling games in history, selling for 13 years, has generated roughly $600 million in total revenue by some estimates, meaning GTA 6 pre-orders alone have reportedly surpassed that figure five times over before a single copy has shipped. The scale reflects a level of brand trust closer to a major motion picture franchise than a typical game launch, built on over a decade of sustained cultural relevance through GTA Online. CNN anchor Anderson Cooper has said he will not work under Ari Weiss following CNN's merger. A public statement about editorial direction that anchors of his stature rarely make this explicitly. The Ari Weiss appointment has been controversial within CNN's editorial culture, reflecting tensions between traditional hard news values and a more polemical approach to political commentary. Cooper's refusal, if it becomes a formal departure, would be the highest profile exit from the post-merger entity. The Goldman Sachs thesis that the next AI boom flows to factories and mines, industrial AI as the clear next phase of capital deployment, is the most confident claim circulating in financial analysis circles right now. The evidence is compelling. Data center build-out is maturing, enterprise software AI penetration is advancing, and the logical next frontier is physical world automation. But the thesis deserves stress testing. Industrial AI deployment has been the next phase of AI commercialization for roughly 6 years, and the timeline has consistently disappointed. The gap between what AI can do in a controlled demo environment and what it can do in a real factory with variable conditions, legacy equipment, and union labor agreements has been wider than projected. Three specific conditions would need to be true for the Goldman thesis to be wrong. That the infrastructure layer for industrial AI, sensors, edge computing, integration software, is more fragmented and harder to standardize than the data center hardware market. That the regulatory environment for industrial automation, particularly around workforce displacement and safety certification, proves more restrictive than anticipated. And that AI models hit capability ceilings in the physical world reasoning tasks industrial automation requires, particularly spatial reasoning and manipulation of novel objects. The signal to watch is the industrial AI pilot to production conversion rate. If companies like Siemens, Honeywell, and Rockwell Automation show conversion rates staying below 30% through the end of 2026, it would indicate that friction costs are higher than the thesis assumes. Insurance and liability pricing for industrial autonomous systems is a second leading indicator. If underwriters price those systems at rates reflecting high failure probability, it will appear in underwriting data before it shows up in earnings reports.